The Little Missouri River, which cuts through the rugged Ouachita Mountain Range in Montgomery County east of Hot Springs, is designated a wild and scenic river. The popular recreation sites operated by the USDA Forest Service. The watershed has a long history of documented flood events dating back to 1940. But the Forest Service reports that the June 11th storm exceeded any other, transforming a placid 4-foot deep stream into a 23-foot tall torrent at 3 a.m. in the morning while most campers slept. Tents, recreational vehicles, even automobiles were swept downstream. 20 people died. That's why the USDA Forest Service is taking measures nationwide to prevent this type of disaster happening elsewhere. Jim Pena is Associate Deputy Chief for the National Forest System.
Yeah, the Recreation Safety Report was initiated as a result of the Albert Pike disaster. It was a tragedy. And I think the thing that we leveraged from that was having each of the regions across the country go back and look at, do a rapid assessment of what kind of things do we have in place relative to visitor safety. And the results of that rapid assessment is what we built on to create the Recreation Visitor Report.
After U.S. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack and USDA Forest Service Chief Tom Tidwell toured the flood-devastated Albert Pike Campground last June, Vilsack called for an inquiry. And the Forest Service ordered a rapid assessment of developed Forest Service recreation sites nationwide.
We will have an action plan at the national level completed by November 30th, from which we'll begin to work on those national level items.
As a consequence, forest managers are focused on six national actions.
Accountability, oversight, and monitoring. And one of the things that this report really daylighted for us is, you know, we're working on our national level, creating a new safety culture for the agency. And what this did was really emphasize the fact that we need to look outside the agency as much as inside, because we've been focused on employee safety. And so this provided an opportunity for us to build in public safety as a significant part of the national safety effort, and so we'll be working on that. And then just making sure that we follow up on and have systems in place to follow up on to make sure that national direction is being followed and implemented.
Policies and procedures will also identify areas for review with regard to visitor safety and agency communications.
Effective internal communication to provide for visitor safety is a primary purpose for our communication system. In some areas, the radio system in particular, there is a perception that it's a single focus purpose. So like where we have a lot of fire activity, it's viewed as, it's a fire dispatch center. But what we want to be able to communicate as we upgrade and plan for upgrading our system is that it is a system that needs to support all activities on the national forest.
Improved training for Forest Service employees and volunteers relative to visitor safety is also being planned, as well as ongoing intra-agency emergency response. But outdoor recreational activities on National Forest System lands, including recreation sites, have inherent risks, Jim Pena says, so visitors must be vigilant.
The recreation that we provide is generally provides the visitor with more of an opportunity to be independent. You know, we have a lot of open space. We have a lot of access, and so you know, it's not like they're checking in at an entry station like in the Park Service, and they get contacted every time people go in. And so, what we have relied on and have encouraged the public to do is to be aware of the area they're going to, what kind of environmental and experience that they could expect. And to check ahead on the weather. The Forest Service doesn't forecast weather. We rely on the Weather Service to do that. And so we rely on the visitor to be knowledgeable and to look ahead and be prepared for the conditions that that they're expected to encounter. And so it's kind of a tough thing in these times where maybe the types of visitors that are visiting the National Forest now aren't as self-reliant or as experienced in visiting the outdoors as maybe they were 20, 30, 100 years ago when the National Forest System was first established. And so that's a piece of what we need to do in looking at our policies and see, what else might we need to do to make sure that visitors to the National Forest have a safe and enjoyable experience.
And most of all, the Albert Pike disaster is forcing the Forest Service to examine its processes and procedures.
What are our processes and procedures in play that we have in place or that we need to put in place to better evaluate how unique or unusual hazards such as flash flooding, flooding, other geologic hazards like rock falls, those kind of things, need to be incorporated into site development and planning for developed recreation sites.
The need for this was made clear in a companion 70-page long USDA report detailing the Albert Pike Recreation Area disaster. The campgrounds comprised of four loops. Loop D, which was inundated, was constructed in 2003 along a known 100-year floodplain. According to Project Files, a soil scientist assessing it advised constructing only primitive campsites and posting flood hazard signs. The report also reveals the site's hydrologist admitted he failed to follow authorized floodplain elevation measurement protocol. In the end, no signs were posted, and electrical and water hookups for recreational vehicles were installed along Loop D. Still, in its report, the Forest Service did say that despite failings to implement adequate safety measures, including posting warning signs, it's unclear whether anything could have been done to prevent loss of life in the early morning hours of June 11th. The U.S. Geological Survey reported the event exceeded even a 500-year flood, confounding all planning and emergency capabilities. The Forest Service, in its report, commended first responders for their valiant and effective effort in the face of treacherous conditions last summer. Albert Pike Campground Loops C and D remain closed until further notice. Reporting for Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.